95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is a leadership consultant and the author of One Bold Move a Day. Shauna Hocking is the owner of Hocking Leadership, which helps companies and nonprofit organizations build stronger workplace cultures, develop leaders to reach their potential, and support women to thrive at work. Shauna is joining me today to share her story. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Kathy. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So you're based in Philadelphia. What's your connection to the city? Did you grow up here?
No, I did not grow up here, but I wish I did because there's so many fun stories people have when they did. I moved here 13 years ago. My husband and I brought our then four-month-old son, and we've had thriving careers and wonderful personal family lives here, too.
Tell me about Hocking Leadership and how it was all created.
Well, Hocking Leadership is my advisory and consulting firm that I started full-time in January of 2022. So this is my one-year anniversary of running my own business. It's something that I had done as a side career, as I like to call it, while working for some of the most prestigious organizations in Philadelphia. And during the pandemic, I felt the need to help as many organizations and leaders as possible. And so I went out on my own to start my business in supporting nonprofit organizations, global businesses, family foundations, and then launched my book, One Bold Move a Day, as well.
Okay, so what did you do before Hocking Leadership?
I spent my career in fundraising, primarily in universities and also in academic medicine. Found my dream career at age 18, worked my way up to the corner office, leading large teams, raising hundreds of millions of dollars, incredibly proud of this wonderful career that I had, and then felt this push and pull to really support as many different organizations and teams as I could.
And so you took your expertise then and created Hocking Leadership. Tell me a little bit more. What is it exactly that you do when you go into a company?
When I work with companies, I'm either working with teams or individuals to support them in fulfilling their potential as leaders. So what this looks like on a day-to-day basis is I might be coaching C-suite leaders who are new to their role or working with their teams at their retreats or in an ongoing advisory basis to help them, particularly in this hybrid or remote work environment, to be able to thrive. And then I'm also working with families to give their money strategically away in ways that are meaningful for them. So clients come to me and they say, I want to give to charitable organizations, but I don't know how to. And those two things keep me very busy in my work at Hocking Leadership.
You're the author of One Bold Move a Day. Tell me about your book and what readers can expect.
One Bold Move a Day is a practical, hands-on roadmap to fulfilling your potential personally and professionally through a single intentional act that you make each day, which helps you move forward, learn, and grow. There's three sections of the book. It's focused on helping you to advance your career, develop as a leader, and grow as a person, all through this one bold move a day.
People can be intimidated by the idea of making a move every day. What exactly does a bold move every day mean?
Kathy, I'm so glad you're clarifying this, because people hear bold move and they think it's going to be on the billboard on 76.
Right.
And, you know, yes, it might be, but also a bold move is an intentional action that you make that helps you and challenges you to grow. So that means that a bold move on some days might be asking for a promotion or a raise or taking on a new job, and it might be speaking up in a meeting to share your idea or asking the barista to fix your coffee order or asking someone to pronounce your name correctly if they've unintentionally mispronounced it.
Okay. All right. It's like a wide range of things that could be happening each day.
Yes, it's designed to be as approachable as possible. And what I love about it is that you define for yourself each day what a bold move is, and no one else gets to judge whether it's, quote, bold enough.
And I can't tell you how many times I've walked out of the coffee shop and just been like, it's fine, I'll just drink it.
Right? Me too.
When really I want to go back in and be like, can you remake this? This is not what I ordered, and this is not what I want.
See, so now we're going to do this together.
At this point, if you're still sticking with your New Year's resolution, you're in pretty good shape because they say most people have already bailed out on the resolution. So what can we do to succeed and not stop whatever our brand new thing is, our new workout or eating habit or whatever it might be that people have decided to do in the new year? What can we do to succeed with that and not stop, like they say, most people and bail on it already?
What I love about One Bold Move a Day is it helps to make all of those goals so much more approachable. You know, say you decide that this is the year that you want to run a marathon. Well, that's great. What are you doing to be as specific as possible about when you're going to run that marathon? Are you running the Philadelphia Marathon or the Boston Marathon? That changes the date that you have to work toward. How are you creating a system where you wake up each day and you're doing something to work toward that goal? And then who are you bringing with you to support you in this journey? Whether they're physically running next to you or they're the ones that are cheering you on and motivating you to keep going, all of these factors are bold moves, and they also play into your ability to reach your goals.
You know, after the new year, I spoke to a therapist and a yoga instructor, completely separate. They didn't know each other. They didn't know I was interviewing them on the same day. And they both had the same response. We were talking about seasonal depression and post-holiday blues and how that, you know, it's a real thing and it happens to people. And both of them used the same terminology, which I found amazing. It wasn't get out and exercise. It was move your body. Like, they didn't want it to be a task. So they said, you don't have to go to the gym and do some grueling workout. If you want, just go outside and take a walk or take your dog for a walk or just get outside and move your body.
I love that so much because it is really applicable to every single person in the way that they define that.
What is an Attagirl folder?
Okay, well, first, I will tell you what it is, and second, I'll tell you that you need one. So the Attagirl folder is a place where you would keep track of your notes, accolades, and accomplishments throughout your career. It's something that my mentor gave to me when I was an intern in college. I didn't have any clue what she was talking about at that time, but she said, Shauna, I want you to keep this folder to look back in on your tough days. And she was so right, Kathy. I have traveled with that special folder through every job move I've made, every move to a different city. It's my most prized possession. Knowing that it exists enables me to feel motivated and keep going on those tough days. And as a team leader, I made it an onboarding, part of onboarding, to give every new team member this folder for themselves. And I made sure as their boss that I was the first one to fill that folder with a note for them.
In your book, One Bold Move a Day, you give readers the advice of writing a letter to themselves. Is that similar to the Attagirl folder?
Well, I like to put my letter to myself in my Attagirl folder, but I see them as different because what's going into your Attagirl folder is things that perhaps other people are sharing with you that you've done well. The letter to yourself is only for you. So it's a chance to honor how far you've come and everything you've learned while staying focused on who you want to become. I like to write it at the beginning of the year. In fundraising, the beginning of the year is often July 1. So whether you start this January 1, July 1, February 1, you say, this is my annual commitment. I'm going to reflect on things like what I've accomplished that I'm proud of, what I'm grateful for, what I've learned and made progress on over the last year, and what my bold moves will be for the new year.
Some good tips. Okay. If people want to hire Hocking Leadership, how do they do that?
Well, I would love to work with new organizations and leaders in this year. You can reach out to me to talk to me about what your biggest goals are for your teams, for your leaders, and we can put something together to help support individual managers or managers as a whole, or certainly to support your family foundation in being strategic with your philanthropy.
And so how do they contact you?
You can reach me on my website is ShaunaAHocking.com. And I'm very active on LinkedIn and Instagram. I'm Shauna A. Hocking there as well.
And where can people get your book?
My book is available in every bookstore that you like to purchase. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Amazon. There's local bookstores on the main line, Children's Book World, that is carrying personalized and signed copies. And you can also request it in your local library.
If you could give our listeners one bit of advice, what would you say to them?
The best time to start investing in yourself and making your bold moves is right now.
Shauna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Kathy, thanks so much. To more bold moves together.
And to making sure our coffee orders are correct.
Absolutely.
For more information about Hocking Leadership, to order Shauna's book, One Bold Move a Day, or to read more information about her, you can go to her website. It's ShaunaAHocking.com, and Shauna is spelled S-H-A-N-N-A. If you missed any part of today's interview, it will be available as a podcast on our website tomorrow morning. Just go to 957BenFM.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 957BenFM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.